For Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading The Pony Express War, fourth in the Derbyman series by Gary McCarthy. Chapter 1. Darby Buckingham puffed rapidly on the Cuban cigar, and his black mustache bristled as he read the letter aloud to the voluptuous Dolly Beavers. February 20, 1860. Dear Darby, as you are well aware, your latest dime western novel about mustangs has been tremendously well received by the loyal army of Buckingham readers. The book is also enjoying immense sales on the European continent. Congratulations. What are your future writing plans? Believe me, as your friend and publisher, I do not wish to hurry you, nor alter the tried and true creative processes that have marked your already illustrious writing career. However, the staff editors of the New York Publishing House and myself are in agreement that you are in a most favorable position to chronicle one of the greatest enterprises in American history, the Pony Express. This time, the mighty freighting company of Russell, Majors, and Waddell has, perhaps, put itself to an impossible task. The Pony Express is to traverse this vast continent between Missouri and California, 1,966 miles, in an unbelievable span of 10 days. It is a visionary concept, probably conceived in the desperate hope of obtaining a government mail subsidy across the heretofore unconquerable central overland route. Most of the Eastern Financial Society believe the enterprise...